Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Welcome into another edition of Gone Racing, and Isaiah is waving the green flag for us today. He has some new props back there behind the glass. Wyatt is out. Jeff Motley is sitting here in the studio, the beautiful VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel. Brendan Gaughan is on the Brady Bunch picture in the screen there in the box. Brendan, what's going on?
Well, first of all, we got Isaiah to actually be on, at least on screen. That's like we that's half the battle. Now we just got to get him to talk. But I'm hanging out. We're in Utah. So I was at the South Point yesterday, sitting outside the VSiN studio, ready to go, and then realized that we're not doing it yesterday. We're doing it today. I am in Utah with Ryland Racing right now. And Ryland's got a race this weekend, so the kids take precedence, and that's where I'm at.
I wish we'd had a camera yesterday, because it would have been like that Napa commercial where Michael Waltrip realized he was at the wrong racetrack. All right, Brendan. So before we get into one of our favorite weeks of the year, in fact, I think Sunday is my favorite motorsports day of the year. It's like a New Year's Day for the college football fan with Monaco and Indy and Charlotte. But we need to put the final touches on the All-Star race last weekend at North Wilkesboro, and it was basically the Kyle Larson show pretty much all day long.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad. You know, you and I had talked about this off air, Jeff. This new car, the package at the short tracks, we know that they struggle at the short track package, right? We know that it hasn't been the best for this car, and it showed. I mean, it was great to be at North Wilkesboro. The track was fun to watch. Watching Kyle Larson, the truck race, run that bottom line, almost clip in the grass. Ton of fun. Loved it there. You're with SMI. You can tell me, how was the traffic? What was the feel? I know Marcus says they're going back, but how was the feel overall of everything?
It was phenomenal. You know, our head of operations out here in Las Vegas, David Stetzer, he was actually there doing a lot of operations for that event, traffic. He said it was an incredibly smooth event. They were very excited with the crowd that they had. I mean, we really had everything except a really, really compelling finish to the Cup race. Other than that, it was a great return to North Wilkesboro.
No, and that's all that matters. I mean, look, fans – it was fun to watch. It just wasn't maybe as exciting as an old short track used to be, but it was still fun to watch. I love seeing North Wilkesboro. I came into NASCAR right after Wilkesboro closed, you know, and it's legend and lore. So hope it went well. The fans showed up, which is what you need. Now we need them to show up again, which is what you got to keep doing. But Larson, he did win it, returned you a little bit of money, but he was the favorite.
Yeah, you know, Kyle Larson became the first driver to ever win 3 All-Star races at 3 different racetracks. And he's done it with 2 race teams. He won it at Charlotte when he was driving for Chip Ganassi. Then he won one at Texas, and he won one at North Wilkesboro. And you talked about it. He was a plus 650 to win the race, only plus 175 for a top three, and he was on the minus numbers in his head-to-heads, a minus 140 against Christopher Bell and a minus 120 against William Byron. But I tell you, if you take a look at the top 10 from that race, Brendan, you know, we talked about what a good short track racer Bubba Wallace has become. Bubba finished second in that race, came in at a plus 700, and Tyler Reddick was your other guy that won a little money for you, plus 650 for a top three. A terrific run for Chase Briscoe, who finished fourth. Daniel Suarez, who won one of the two heat races, he finished seventh. Ty Gibbs, who actually got in through the open race, he finished second in the open race, came in ninth.
Yeah, you know, Bubba, got to remember, Bubba at Martinsville, that's we talked about it during the Martinsville week. That's his one of his wins in the truck series. That was his first career win. He ran well there this year in the cup car. So he likes this car on the short track. So it's good for Bubba. But, I mean, some great names. I mean, Daniel Suarez needed a good run. Don't care if it was a all-star race or if it was a regular race. Daniel Suarez needed a good run. Eric Jones even, you know, ninth place there. Another good run. So those are some names that needed good runs. They got at the all-star race. Let's see if they can carry that momentum into the big track over at the Coke 600.
Well, and before we start talking about the Coke 600, one little bit of news that has come down this week. Alex Bowman is going to return to the seat of the 48. So Josh Berry moves back over to full-time in the Xfinity Series. So Alex ended up missing, I think, four races out of this deal. He got to do a little bit of a test this week at North Wilkesboro. What kind of an uphill challenge do you think he's facing?
You know, being the 600 miler right off the bat, we're going to see how well he can withstand the heat and the rigors of the extra 100 miles. You know, that'll be tough on him, but he's young. I don't think it'll be too bad. These cool suits and all these things these kids got now, you know, I mean, that's the way it was and we liked it. I'm showing my age, but, you know, I think it'll be just fine. And we know how fast they are on the mile and a half, right? I mean, you go back and look at what they've done at Vegas, you know, Kyle Larson and William Byron and him. So it bodes well for him with the Coke 600.
Think about his mindset a little bit, Brendan. You know, here's a guy who missed several races toward the end of last season, and now he's missed some races early in this season. And I mean, you and I remember the day, you know, when Ricky Rudd had his eyelids taped open and Dale Earnhardt had to be carried in and out of the car. I mean, we know those days are gone because you have to have the NASCAR medical clearance and all that. But, you know, two injuries in 2 years, does that start getting into your mind if you're a driver?
No, I think it doesn't. I mean, for him, he's young. He did it doing something else that he shouldn't, you know, interloping, let's say, what we always talk about with these guys. So he was interloping and he hurt himself in a sprint car and he's back. I don't think he's too concerned about it. I honestly think he's going to be just fine. He'll get back in and he's just lucky he drives for Rick Hendrick and he's been winning races that he gets to keep that ride. You know, I mean, a lot of times that'd be tough to be able to keep your ride with.
Well, and if nothing else, what Josh Berry did filling in for him this year and also filling in for Chase Elliott, so a lot of rumors out there. It looks like Josh Berry may be closing in on replacing Kevin Harvick, I guess, over at Stewart Haas. So we'll see how that goes, but certainly some reports on that anyway. All right, Brendan, let's take a quick look. We talked about this last week. The season standings didn't change because the All-Star race is an exhibition race, but we'll take a quick look at our season standings right now. I mean, to me, while William Byron's leading the way with his three wins and Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch each have two wins, you know, I really think this season right now is the Byron and Kyle Larson show right now.
You know, there is one thing that you know, we talked about it last time. Ross Chastain is actually your point leader, right? Ross Chastain, if you notice in that All-Star race, Ross Chastain did not get a lot of help from a lot of people and got pushed around quite a bit. And I think, you know, it was a race that didn't matter. You and I said nobody's going to take payback in the race that doesn't matter. But Chastain's your point leader. It's going to be difficult for him to get – seeing how guys are racing him now, it's going to be tough. But Byron, the Hendrick guy sitting – two of the Hendrick guys sitting pretty – two of the Hendrick guys got to get a W to get back in this race.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, you talked about Chastain. One of the things with him, and we talked about this a lot over the last couple of years, it's one thing to make the playoffs, but it's also another thing to get some playoff points when you get into those playoffs. And I think we're even going to see that with Chastain right now. I think he's going to have a hard time even getting playoff points because I think guys are going to race him harder than maybe they would have in the past just for stage wins.
Yeah, I think right now he's going to get a lot of pushing back on things with the way it's been going. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But when you get to this cutoff line in the playoffs, though, man, look, I mean, this cutoff line, Alex Bowman, how about that? He's just hanging out. I mean, Chase Elliott, remember, is way back still. Alex Bowman, because he had such good runs to that point, only 5 points out after missing those four races. So really lucky for him, fortuitous for him almost. He doesn't need the win to get back in the playoffs. But there's some guys, both RFK cars in there for the first time in forever. Bubba Wallace hanging tight in there. Chase Briscoe still hanging tight. There's some big names out of it. That cutoff line going to be massive to watch, Jeff. I am really excited about watching this cutoff line because I still think we might be able to get to 16, 17 winners also.
Well, and the thing that everybody has to remember, you look at that cutoff line right now, but if Daniel Suarez pulls off a win, if Chase Elliott pulls off a win, if A.J. Allmendinger wins mm-hmm. one on a road course, that whole cut line, that thing moves up big time.
Yeah, that's why I keep talking about 16, 17 winners. Chase Elliott, not even pictured in this. He's way down, and Chase Elliott gets a win, bumps one of those guys out. Austin Dillon goes to Daytona, gets a win like he did last year. He's in, bumps one of those guys out. You know, there's guys that have won last year that are not sitting outside that, what we're seeing on that screen on the cutoff line. There, it's going to be a heck of a war for these guys to make this race. I mean, remember, Ryan Blaney skirted it last year and was in one, out on the other. So Ryan Blaney's not safe at 12th place there.
If Kurt Busch doesn't get hurt, Ryan Blaney doesn't even make the playoffs last year.
That's right. So that's right.
All right. So the second half of the regular season is going to kick off this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race on the circuit for the NASCAR Cup Series. But Brendan, we got a lot of diversity now coming up. We're going to Gateway. Second time we've gone out to St. Louis to run a cup race the following week. Then we get to run through the beautiful wine country in Sonoma, California on the road course. Then we go to Nashville, and then a race that I think is going to be really, really interesting. The first NASCAR street race, at least in my lifetime, running through the streets of Chicago, the Grant Park 220. It's going to be a pretty interesting next 5 weeks on the NASCAR calendar.
You don't have an Earl Ross nugget that you were there in like 1942 when they ran the Charlotte downtown street circuit or something? Come on, Jeff, where's our Earl Ross nugget from you on the street circuit thing?
I don't know. Maybe the last street circuit was Junior Johnson running on a dirt road through Wilkes County, North Carolina. I don't know.
Running past North Wilkesboro Speedway is the last one he did.
Yeah, absolutely. And this weekend we talked about the Coca-Cola 600, 600 miles, 400 laps around Charlotte. It's a race that starts in the day, ends in the night. Might be chasing the weather a little bit this weekend, too. Sounds like things are a little bit iffy in Charlotte this weekend. What did you think of running 600 miles at Charlotte?
You know, it back then, no cool suits, all those things. It was a lot tougher than these kids have it now. But it's tough. You got to keep up with that race car. You got to keep up with the track changes. It's not easy. It's difficult. And it's tougher on the crew chief nowadays. The motors, everything, those live. On the crew chiefs.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward this weekend to Charlotte. Okay, we come back on Gone Racing. We'll start telling you about our odds to win.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Isaiah waving that green flag again. Brendan, I tell you, we went to break, and see, Brendan's not in the studio today. Brendan is on location from Utah. So we get ready to go to break. We got 3 seconds to break, and Isaiah's waving a yellow flag on me. And I'm trying to, I want to make a joke. I got 3 seconds to the out. It's not distracting at all. I'm like, I'm probably going to screw the ending of this up here now. So, you know, but we need to let everybody know Isaiah has got a new prop. So normally he's downstairs. We have Wyatt behind the glass. So today, Isaiah, if you can see him on camera, he's got his own set of flags. So I'm waiting for him to throw the black flag at some point when one of us like mess something up. So, but anyway,
hey, will they throw the black flag on themselves when they miscount us in or out? Is that like, can they throw the black flag on themselves?
Maybe. I tell you, I got a plan. I think we should have the black flag. They can have all the rest of the flags, and you and I can have the black flag. I think that's
because we never make mistakes. We are professionally unprofessional. We never make mistakes.
Well, when you're professionally unprofessional, that gives you a whole lot of room to screw up. Right?
That's right. See?
All right, but this week we are talking all things Coca-Cola 600, Charlotte Motor Speedway, the only race they run on the oval at Charlotte Motor Speedway now that we have the Roval in the fall. And looking at some of the stats, some of these guys, I mean, clearly Kevin Harvick has been unbelievable in 40 starts here. It'll be his final Coca-Cola 600. He and Martin Truex Jr. each have 3 career wins there, but Kevin's numbers, 21 top 10s in 40 starts. That's pretty remarkable. But one other note on Truex, I was there the day he led 392 out of 400 laps, and the 80 didn't leave because he had to make green flag pit stops. Those two guys have had some dominant performances at Charlotte.
Yeah, Martin Truex Jr.'s dominant. That was the most dominant race in the history of our sport. But you know, there's two down there that are a little misleading because they only have one win. But how about Denny Hamlin? 31 starts, 20 top tens, and Kyle Busch, 34 starts. 21 top tens. Amazing stats for guys that normally run really, really well here. So this place bodes well, you know, and the resurgence of RFK, Brad Keselowski on that list too. He knows how to get around this place.
Yeah, you know, and I look at some of those, like Denny Hamlin's one win. Well, that came last year in this race. And if you're Kyle Larson, you're sitting there saying, yeah, I got one win. Denny's got one win. I should have 2 wins, and Denny should have no wins. I mean, you think about last year's race. It was another one of those Kyle Larson heartbreakers, and it actually kind of started the whole Kyle Larson not necessarily happy with Ross Chastain, and that kind of got that whole thing started there, if you remember that last year.
Yeah, no, I was actually looking at the stats from last year's race, and you know, Kyle Larson led 81 laps, didn't get any of those stage breaks, but that was what happened at the end of that race was – he got pushed around a little bit, and it hurt Ross also. Ross didn't have a good finish because of it. Sorry, kids are coming back from practice right now, as you can probably hear in the background. So that's the fun part of being live on location at a racetrack. But, you know, and ended up in Denny's favor, got his W. But Denny Hamlin on this track, we just talked about how good he is. 7 top 10s in the last 10 races. Average finish 10.2. Also really good here. Don't forget that.
Well, and, you know, we talked a little earlier. This is a race that starts in the daytime, ends at night. You look at the 3 segments last year. Chase Elliott, he really dominated the first segment. Daniel Suarez won the second segment. And the guy who was terrible in those first 2 stages, Kyle Larson. But then, and I think this is the only race we have all year that we run actually 4 stages, I believe. I think we have 3 stage breaks in this particular race. But Larson was really kind of out to lunch early in the race, and it was Elliott and Suarez. But as it got darker, Larson kind of really became the guy. And you know who else was really good in this race last year was Chase Briscoe. Had a chance to win with like 2 or 3 laps to go, and he spun out, and it caused a big wreck.
Well, and you got to remember that that's the big thing we talked about before the break was crew chiefs. This thing, Cliff Daniels last year was ready for the nighttime. He had that Chevrolet ready for night. So you got to pay attention to both. Just because you run well early doesn't mean you're going to run well late. You got to learn how to balance those things. And you know, that's the hard part for crew chiefs right now. That's the part that always gets me, that I always hated for the crew chiefs.
Yeah, and one other guy I want to bring up, and I mentioned his name just a moment ago. He doesn't have as many data points. He's only made 11 starts here, but five top fives in those 11 starts for Chase Elliott. And I think Chase Elliott's got to be thinking, okay, I gotta find me a W here somewhere. And I think this is a week where we'll see if 600 miles is tough on him coming back from the injury, but I think he's got enough races under his belt now that he should be good to go. And I think he's going to be a strong factor as well on Sunday.
Well, them Hendrick cars been good on the mile and a half this year. We know that. I mean, you know, they didn't win Kansas. Denny did, but you know, they dominated that race till the end. So it's the Hendrick cars. I think both Alex Bowman and Chase Elliott are circling this race saying they want to get something done and get that monkey off their back.
All right. Well, Brendan, let's start getting into our odds to win this week's race. I don't think it's any big surprise when we see who the guys are at the top of the list. Kyle Larson comes in as your favorite at a plus 450. William Byron is your next favorite at plus 600. And then we got a few other single digits. Denny Hamlin is at plus 700. Martin Truex Jr. plus 850. Ross Chastain plus 900. Then you got Chase Elliott at 10-1. Kyle Busch 11. Christopher Bell 12. Tyler Reddick at 16. Kevin Harvick and Alex Bowman making his return at 18. Bubba Wallace at 20. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano at 22. Daniel Suarez at 30. And Brad Keselowski, a two-time winner who's been doing pretty well this year lately, coming in at 45-1.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just looking up some of the stats right now from this season, right? Brad Keselowski this year, you know, they're running better. The mile and a half's not quite as much, though. They were 17th and 19th at Vegas and Kansas, so still makes me a little nervous there. But Alex Bowman, first race back, I really like that Bowman number. And even Tyler Reddick at 16-1, these are two guys that they've been running pretty well. The Toyota won Kansas, right? I mean, Denny Hamlin won Kansas. Remember that great finish? Him and Kyle Larson beating into each other. But Denny was fast. The Toyotas found something on the mile and a half. And Tyler Reddick, he's been good on the mile and a half. This, you know, last 10 races, 7 top 10s. You know, this season, he's had a ninth place at Kansas. He led a bunch of laps at Vegas. So I don't dislike Tyler Reddick at 16-1 either.
Well, and I think, you know, you and I have talked about little bit on going to these mile and a half tracks that we really kind of been down on the Fords. And, you know, I guess maybe the 45-1 on Brad Keselowski is, it's probably what makes you a little bit hesitant seeing a guy like Joey Logano. I mean, Joey Logano, the guy's been a mile and a half master so much of his career, but he's 22-1. Kevin Harvick, I think he's the highest favorite among all the Fords at 18-1. Is that indicative of a manufacturer? It's certainly not the drivers.
Look, I'm looking just back at Kansas, right? We talked about the Ford woes, and Joey Logano led 8 laps, won stage 2 because a bunch of guys pitted right before and the way the cautions fell, and he won a stage. But other than that, look, the Fords are just there. There's one Ford in the top 10 at Kansas. That's it. So I'm kind of on that bandwagon of I'm still poo-pooing the Fords on these racetracks. It's a Toyota and Chevy show.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Let's look at some of our long shots. Ty Gibbs, 55-1, been running better lately. Ricky Stent. Oh, I saw my whole numbers went off the screen. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Chase Briscoe, and Austin Dillon, all three at 90-1. Chris Buescher's 100-1. Ryan Preece, Jimmy Johnson making a return this week at 150-1, along with Eric Jones, Austin Cindric, and Eric Almirola. Long shots, Haley and Almendinger, 250, McDowell's 300, Gregson, Burton, and LaJoy, 500. The one name that sticks up here, but unfortunately, he is driving a Ford, is the guy who really, really had a great chance to win this race with 2 laps to go last year, Chase Briscoe at 90-1. But yeah, the Fords just aren't cutting it right now in the mile and a halves.
No, the Fords, I don't like it. But now, do we go on the Jimmy Johnson? Remember that, I mean, this was called Lowe's Motor Speedway back in the day, and I think they almost renamed it Jimmy Johnson Motor Speedway for a little bit. You know, do you say Jimmy Johnson, the magic 150-1, or do you just, or the odds makers are looking at it now with Eric Jones being there at the same number and Noah Gregson being 500. I think the odds makers are agreeing with me that the Jimmy Magic, that team has not shown anything this year to say, Jimmy should be better than 150-1.
Yeah, I think the Legacy Motor Club's going to have to probably start running a little bit better. I mean, I think we've seen some improvements. I mean, actually, Noah was having a pretty good run at Kansas. He was running in the top 10 at Kansas when he and Chastain had their situation. And, you know, that kind of – we kind of know how that all ended on pit road when the race was over. But I don't necessarily think that it's a shocker. If, I mean, look, here's another guy in there, 250-1. Justin Haley, you just never know sometimes. I mean, Haley's one of those guys that you look up and all of a sudden he's running in the top 10, or and then he's in the top five, or he rattles off a third place somewhere. You just never know with him.
Let's talk about him when we get to the top threes, because that's like Justin Haley's that guy that you say, we all say, oh, nothing. And the next thing you know, on a mile and a half, you're like, Justin Haley finished fourth? What are you talking about? You know, where'd this come from? So, I mean, I do like the Justin Haley, but I'll wait for that when we get to the mile and a half, or to the top threes.
Well, and one thing we also know about the Coke 600, it can come down to a fuel mileage race. I believe Casey Mears won a fuel mileage race here. It was his only win of his career. So that's the one thing about the Coca-Cola 600 is you really never know who could do that.
Rich Curry won a lot of money from that race.
Yep, that's a good point. All right, we come back on Gone Racing. We'll start breaking down our top threes, our driver head-to-heads, and we may even get into our group picks.
Is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. While you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN shows as well. That's VSiN.com/podcasts. Brendan, we're breaking down the Coca-Cola 600 this week, though, so when people tune into our podcast, we're going to tell them exactly who's going to win, who's going to finish in the top three, who's going to win the groups. And speaking of top threes,
if you go with me, you win. That's all I'm saying. You know,
that's been the case this year, that's for sure. Brendan's won some money for people this year if they actually listen to him, so I hope they have. All right, let's take a look at our top threes, and the favorites aren't getting us really good numbers on that. Kyle Larson's a plus 125, William Byron plus 170, Denny Hamlin's plus 200, Martin Truex Jr. 240, Chastain and Elliott are 250, Kyle Busch 300, Christopher Bell 330, Tyler Reddick 450, Harvick, Bowman 500, Bubba Wallace 550, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano plus 600, Daniel Suarez plus 850, and Brad Keselowski 12-1.
I really like that Chase Elliott. I'm high on him because he's going to win this year, Jeff. You know he's going to win. You're getting 250 for a top three. I like the Tyler Reddick at 450, and I like the Alex Bowman at 500. I'm telling you, the Hendrick cars are too good. The Toyota's been good. I like those three shots right there. Those are my favorites in the top three right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some interesting, you know, Bubba Wallace is a guy I think has started to get some momentum, shown some consistency there. I like that 550 on him. I'm not as sold as you are maybe on Bowman. I just think first race back, having to run, you know, 600 miles, 400 laps, I think that's gonna take a little bit of a toll on him. We'll see how that goes. So definitely some values in there. And then unfortunately, some of the really, really good guys who we're just not getting as good of numbers as we do sometime. All right, let's look at our longer shots for top threes. Ty Gibbs comes in at 14-1. Then we got Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Chase Briscoe, and Austin Dillon at 22. Chris Buescher is at 25. Ryan Preece, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, Austin Cindric, and Eric Almirola at 40. Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger at 70. Michael McDowell at 90. Noah Gregson, Harrison Burton, and Corey LaJoy at 130. You like anybody on this list?
Well, let me give you the stats on Justin Haley. We talked about it. 70-1. Go back to Texas last year. This car, playoff race, end of the year. Third place finish. Let's go this year. Las Vegas Motor Speedway finished 8. Let's go. You know, I mean, let's go the Vegas race at the end of last year with this car. Led 16 laps, faded at the end. I think he had a problem at the end. He got into a Hasselhoff with somebody. But if you're looking for a super long shot, Jeff, Justin Haley's got my vote. I mean, the College Racing Team pulls these things out occasionally where you go, man, where'd that come from? So I don't dislike the Justin Haley shot. Those are last year, late in the year, top three, early this year, a top 10. If he's 70 to 1 for a top three, what do you grab your app, pick your book, find Justin Haley for a top 10. He's probably still 15 to 1, maybe 10, find the right place, maybe up as high as 20. So I think you can find a good number for him somewhere. I like Justin Haley, at least top 10. It's not on our show, though.
You know, and one guy we haven't even talked about that's on this list here who has a win here in this race, and I'm not talking about Jimmy Johnson, 22 to 1, Austin Dillon won this race one time.
And the Chevrolets are strong, and so have the Choder Chevys. They've been good at these places. So I don't dislike that. Just Kyle Busch, I think we've been more hot on lately, right, than Austin Dillon as far as where they've been running. You look at just the last mile and a half, Austin a little cooled off. 3 top 10s last 10 mile and a half. So that's why I think we're cooled off on him. But he's also 3 top 10s just at Charlotte Motor Speedway with 1 win in the last 10 races. So he does like this place.
Yeah, he could be a surprise. Okay, let's take a look at our driver head-to-heads coming up here. And I don't think we see anything here that's necessarily a major shocker. Now, we got some big numbers. I mean, Denny Hamlin's plus 120 against Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr.'s plus 135 against Larson. Chastain's a plus 125 against Byron and 140 against Larson. So there's some big numbers. And if you really believe in Ross Chastain, there's a lot of money to be won head-to-head on Ross Chastain.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you don't have to take the don't line on Kyle Larson or something like that. But, man, Kyle Larson, you know, the way he runs the outside wall, the way he rings it, he cracks a lot of eggs. You know, he's won a lot of races this year. He's got no pressure on him. But a 140 head-to-head, a 135 head-to-head, and I'm getting NASCAR champion Martin Truex Jr. at plus 135 head-to-head. I mean, come on, that's a great number. So I kind of like that, those two against Kyle Larson, the 135 and the 140. Those are pretty good numbers there for a head-to-head matchup. I can't dislike that.
And like we talked about earlier, maybe the most dominating Coca-Cola 600 that you and I have ever seen in our lifetime was Martin Truex Jr. Leading 392 out of 400 laps.
I don't care what race series you've ever watched or come from. That was the most dominating race in the history of motorsports, what he did that day in a crown jewel event. So, I mean, that Martin Truex Jr. loves this place, loves getting around here. And I know he was my disappointment of the year at the start of the year. But somebody may have misspoke early in the season. I wasn't taking meds properly, and I would like to go back and erase that part of the tape.
Well, but in all fairness to you, I mean, when you look at how bad Truex was last year, there was not really anything that told you that he was going to show a marked improvement, but he actually has. So maybe he dug down deep, and he did. So, all right, let's move on into our group matchups. Our group A here, Kyle Larson, no big surprise, the favorite there at plus 215. William Byron's plus 255. Denny Hamlin plus 305. And that guy we just talked about, Martin Truex Jr., plus 335. Some big numbers here.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you're going against Kyle Larson, William Byron, Denny Hamlin. But again, 335 in a four-man horse race. Woo, that's a big number there, Coach. I don't dislike it just because, remember, the job of the odds maker, right? Jeff, we talk about it on this show all the time, enticement. That 335 sure is enticing to me to bet on Group A today.
Well, I can understand why it would be, but kind of like I said when it first opened the show, I kind of look at it right now as the Larson and Byron show, and until somebody goes out there and consistently is beating Larson and Byron, it's kind of hard not to bet them. And heck, if you really feel like it's going to be Byron or Larson, you could bet both of them and you're still going to win money just because the numbers are 215 and 255. I mean, if Larson came in there at a plus 185, you couldn't do that. But him coming in at a plus 215, maybe that's even worth the gamble.
Tell me who won Kansas Speedway the last mile and a half.
I can't remember that far back. Was it 2 weeks ago? Three weeks ago. Denny Hamlin.
Kyle Larson out of the way.
He did. He did, and Larson started fading there. And look, I'm not saying Denny can't win the race. I feel like Larson and Byron have been more consistent. And look, I hate to say this, Brendan, but you know what 600 miles means for Denny Hamlin? At least two more pit stops, which means two more opportunities for something.
Two more opportunities
for something to go wrong. And you know, it's terrible that we look that way because it's really not so much a reflection on Denny. It just seems like you expect something to go wrong on a pit stop for Denny Hamlin at any point in the race, and especially if he's leading late.
The only problem I have is that he wants to yell at his team when he's the one that makes the mistake 50% of the time. So don't yell at the team, Denny. When you're living in the glass house, don't yell at the team. But, you know, absolutely, we all kind of know that that's when we see mistakes out of either the team or him. And so that's always – how many times have we bet on Denny and then you and I are texting each other going, argh! When he does something like that at the end of a race?
Yeah, I believe there have been some of those cursing emojis thanks to that. So, all right, our Group B, Ross Chastain is a favorite, plus 250. Then Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott at plus 270, and Kyle Busch at plus 300.
Guess who's the second best point getter in the last 10 races at Charlotte Motor Speedway? Kyle Busch, 7 top 10s, 6 top 5s, 1 win. Last 10 races. He's 300 in this group. I know he's up against Chase Elliott, who I'm bragging about. I know he's up against Ross Chastain, who's been running so well, and Seabell, who's also great. But, man, Kyle Busch, you know, he's just phenomenal here. I like that Kyle Busch number right there a lot.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that. I think Busch has got a great number. I just – maybe I'm just kind of being stubborn and bullheaded, but I just feel like Chase Elliott's going to break through here soon. But – I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. We'll have to think about that one. There's a part of me that likes Chase Elliott, and part of me, it's like stranger danger, stay away. So we'll see. I don't know. All right, let's take a look at Group C here. Alex Bowman comes in as your favorite here at a plus 250. Kevin Harvick is a plus 275. Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace at plus 280.
Okay. Kevin Harvick's in the Ford. So this group right there, I can knock one out right away, right? I mean, I've been telling you about Bowman. But you've been talking about Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace a little bit, but I still you can say you're not high on Bowman right now. I like Bowman right there. 250 in a tight field, one Ford. I like Bowman. I'm high on the Bowman pick.
Well, and I kind of like that momentum thing. I feel like Bubba Wallace got a little bit of momentum going there. I'm going against the Ford. I'm going against Bowman. When it comes down to those two 2311 cars, I'm liking Bubba.
Guess how many top tens in 10 races, Bubba?
Okay. He'll be better this week. All right, we come back on our final segment. We'll finish up our groups and give you our picks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
All right, it's our final segment of Gone Racing this week, talking all things Coca-Cola 600. I'm in the studio. Brendan is remote from Utah with a big smile on his face. Brendan, you look really happy. Are you talking off camera to somebody there?
Wyatt was raising the white flag.
Oh,
Wyatt had the white flag out.
White flag. And where's Wyatt?
I'm not why. Isaiah had the white flag out. Isaiah had the white flag waving. His last segment, white flag's out.
There's so many flags waving right now. I'm waiting for the blue and yellow flag telling me to just get out of the way here. So I don't know what's coming next. All right, we got to get through our groups here. Group D, Brad Keselowski is our favorite at plus 240. Ty Gibbs and Austin Dillon both at plus 280. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at plus 290.
You know, this one to me actually is a tough group because Stenhouse has having his career best year right now, that he's quietly having like the best year he's ever had in his career. So I kind of like the you know, Ricky Stenhouse with that long odd. Brad Keselowski, the Fords we've talked about. Ty Gibbs, though, having a good season. Group D, I was thinking about picking Group D, but now I'm suddenly thinking, I don't know if I like Group D quite as much.
And I think the tough part there is, you know, you talk about the Fords, and the Fords haven't been that good, and I don't know. That's a tough group. I think I'm going to, you know, that's going to be my throw up the X. I don't think I want to pick that group at all. I'm going to stay away from that one. All right, let's take a look at Group E. Chris Buescher comes in as our favorite there at a plus 235. And he is followed by Chase Briscoe at a plus 260. Eric Jones is plus 295. Eric Almirola is plus 305.
Yep, 305. Well, you know, Jeff, here, if you're going off my theory, right, that we don't believe in the Fords very well, you got Ford, Ford, Chevy, Ford. Now, I know that Legacy Motor Club hasn't been running all that well, but the Fords have not been, have been running worse, right? So I can look at this and say, don't look at last year's Coke 600. Let's look at this year at Vegas and Kansas and Eric Jones. You know, I mean,
Brendan, come on now. You really going to pick against Chris Buescher here? You're really going to go against Buescher? I don't care what he's driving against these three guys. I mean, Buescher's clearly having the best year over of all these four.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to go back and find him 17th at what do you call it this year at Kansas, not good at Vegas. Chevy thing to me is going to play out here.
I know. I'm just not convinced that the legacy cars are running quite as strong as some of those other Chevys there. And I think, I don't know. I'm not going against Buescher here, but you take that Chevy to your own peril in this one. All right. Group F, we've got, you're talking about throwing a blanket over four guys here. Austin Cindric, Ryan Preece, AJ Allmendinger, all at plus 270, and Justin Haley at plus 275.
Yeah, I mean, this one, this is a blanket one, right? They didn't give us a lot of meat on the bone here, but you and I have talked about Justin Haley, right? You got Cindric in the Ford, you got Preece in the Ford, and you got the Dinger and Haley. I like that Justin Haley at 275. He's the guy that shows up on these mile and a half, so I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think for him to be the long shot here gives you even more value on this one. You know, the one guy that to me is a little bit of a wild card in here is probably Ryan Preece, and I know he's driving a Ford, but, I mean, we've seen Preece have some pretty decent runs this year. He's kind of haven't been able to really finish them off, but Preece seems like a guy who's getting better and better every week, so he could be a little bit of a wild card. But, you know, Haley, to me, has definitely established himself as the top two among those two college cars. He's been better than AJ everywhere except maybe a road course.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that scares me with Preece is he's in the Ford. I mean, he does well at the other places that we you know, Dover's and Phoenix's and all these places, just not doing great at the mile and a half. So I kind of like the Justin Haley pick there.
Yeah, we'll see if they made any improvements. Okay, our last pick is our manufacturer prop. And if you're a fan of Chevy, well, they're not going to win you a whole lot of money this week. Chevy comes in as a prohibitive favorite at minus 135. Toyota is a plus 180. And Ford really backing up kind of what Brendan's talking about, being a plus 500. I tell you, the thing about it is Toyota getting a plus 180, knowing that, you know, those Gibbs cars are all pretty good, and Reddick and Bubba are not like chopped liver.
Look, Denny Hamlin, you're talking about Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Tyler Reddick, all very, very strong.
Christopher Bell? Yeah.
Christopher Bell. You know, I like the 180, the Chevy minus 135. Absolutely. It's deserved, right? But the last mile and a half was won by a Toyota. I think I like that Toyota 180. It pays you more than a head to head, and you're a three man horse race there. So I like that. I caught a two man horse race, honestly.
Yeah, I feel you there. I'm not going to disagree with you at all there. So, okay, well, now it's time for us to put our money where our mouth is, Brendan. And you can just sit back and relax, put your hands behind your head or whatever while Isaiah reads the pit crew picks and I get through my picks, and then eventually we will get to yours because we aren't even putting the standings up this week because last week was an exhibition race. Did we even make picks last week? I don't recall any picks that were made last week. I have no recollection of there being any picks last week. So with that, we will turn the microphone over to Isaiah. Isaiah, are you going to read your pick? No, he's shaking his head.
What? Black flag!
Black flag on Isaiah. He's making me read off his picks for him, which means I have to take my glasses off because I can't read with them on. So, all right, pit crew picks for this week. They are going Ross Chastain over Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr. over William Byron, Denny Hamlin to win in Group A, Bubba Wallace to win in Group C, and Brad Keselowski to win in Group D. Somehow I feel Wyatt's hands on that final pick of Brad Keselowski in Group D.
Well, I mean, listen, he's not listening to the show today, and we're poo-pooing the Fords pretty good. But, you know, I like their two head-to-head picks. They're just not going to make up a lot of ground when they're, minus 28 points in the bag, and they're trying to make up ground. They're not going to do it very quickly at plus 110.
No, maybe they're trying to get the big hit on Denny Hamlin there at plus 305 there in Group A, which, hey, defending champion of the race, so I mean, maybe not a bad pick there. Okay, my picks. I am going to take Christopher Bell in a head-to-head against Martin Truex Jr. at plus 105. I'm going to go to Group A, something I don't do very often. I'm going to take Kyle Larson to win Group A. I'm going to agree with the pit crew. I'm going Bubba Wallace in Group C. And then I'm going to the two bottom groups. I am sticking with my man, Chris Buescher, who just cashed his tickets in Group E. And then I'm going Group F, the guy you and I have talked about on several occasions on this show, Justin Haley, Group F.
Well, we got some fun parts this week between all of us. So I'm going to pick a winner this week. Chase Elliott is going to get back off this schneid. He's going to, right? He's going to win this year, Jeff.
You talked up Kyle Busch in Group B, and now you're picking Chase Elliott to win the race. All you did was talk up Kyle Busch in Group B.
I did, but I'm going Chase Elliott to win the race. He's going to get it. You put it enough weeks in on it, he'll get there and he'll win it for me. I'm going to get him to win. I'm going two head-to-heads. I've been doing really good with the head-to-heads this year. I like 135 in a head-to-head matchup with Martin Truex Jr. over Kyle Larson. I know it's Kyle, but, you know, anything can go wrong. And I'm also going to take Ross Chastain head-to-head against Kyle. Plus 140 and plus 135, the odds makers have absolutely enticed me there, so I'm taking those two. I'm going to go into Group F. I'm taking Justin Haley. I talked about him all race. I'm going Group F with Haley. And then I'm taking the Toyota. I'm hedging my bet. I'm taking 180 with the Toyota to win the group. Their group, I guess. They're the manufacturer prop. Even though I got Chase Elliott to win, I wanted to hedge that a little bit with a little Toyota action there because I do like Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex.
So I have to point out to our listeners and our viewers here that Brendan gives me his picks before the final segment because I have to tabulate
them.
Here listening to him, and I'm only halfway listening to your picks because I already know who your picks are, right? And then all of a sudden I hear this Justin Haley in Group F. For the record, if Austin Dillon wins Group D, you guys, I want you to know that Brendan gave me Austin in D, and I've now had to cross it out. So it's Haley in Group F. Just want to point that out.
At the last second, Ricky Stenhouse spooked me because Stenhouse is having his career best year. So at the last minute, I remembered that Stenhouse was having such a great year. So I jumped off the D bandwagon and I went to F to Justin Haley.
Yeah, and the spirit moved you. Okay, Brendan, we got less than a minute left in the show. I said at the very, very beginning, my favorite motorsports day of the year, Monaco, Indy, Coca-Cola 600. What's that, about 1,300 miles of racing? How many of those miles you think you're going to try to watch on Sunday?
Unfortunately, Ryland will be racing, so I'll be watching 35 minutes of short course racing from Utah. But you know what? It is the best day ever in the history of mankind when it comes to racing. Love it. Enjoy your race day, fans, that day. And let's end the show with Go Knights Go, right?
Come Absolutely.
On, Go Knights Go.
Yep, Go Knights Go. Okay. Good luck to Ryland. That's our show for this week. Brendan won't be here next week. I'll be with you. Wrap up Coke 600 and talk about Gateway.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.